Hello, today the church celebrates the memorial of St. Martin of Tours, and our scripture passage comes to us from Romans chapter 16, verses 3 to 9, 16, and 22 to 27. Brothers and sisters, greet Prisca and Aquila, my co-workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their necks for my life, to whom not only am I grateful, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Greet also the church at their house. Greet my beloved Epaphroditus, who was the first fruits in Asia for Christ. Greet Mary, who has worked hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my relatives and my fellow prisoners. They are prominent among the apostles, and they were in Christ before me. Greet Ampliatus, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our co-worker in Christ, and my beloved Stachys. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. I, Tertius, the writer of this letter, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, who is host to me and to the whole church, greets you. Erastus, the city treasurer, and our brother Quartus greet you. Now to him who can strengthen you, according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret for long ages, but now manifested through the prophetic writings, and according to the command of the eternal God, made known to all nations to bring about the obedience of faith, to the only wise God through Jesus Christ, be glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In today's scripture reading, St. Paul commended his faithful friends who fulfilled their part in service of the gospel. While in prison, simply knowing that his friends hadn't forgotten him lifted his spirits. He told them he could cope with his circumstances regardless of the challenges. His friend's gift did more than make his cell more bearable. It gave him consolation knowing that they still cared for him. In our lives, we must be both generous givers and grateful receivers. After giving what we can to those in need, we must gladly accept our reliance on others in different ways. The gospel instructs us to make generous use of what we have and not be slaves of money or material possessions. In such matters, what some think important may be trivial in God's eyes. If we are faithful in such matters, we may look forward with hope to much greater things.